parallel people can create anything they want. They come over here with all the gold certificates and whatever. They can just say, hey, we got this money, put it in the bank. The bank allows them to build it. It's that simple if you've got the goods, which you can if you come from a parallel world, correct?
Sure.
Isn't it interesting that Bill Deagle, he talks about higher dimensional aliens and reptiles fighting. That's an absurd solar concretization of what's going on with parallel world interaction.
Yes.
The internet project that they created more important than the antimatter project they're working on?
Depends on who you ask.
The ones that I would ask, all of them, would be from the parallel world.
Right.
There's disagreement among them.
Of course.
What does Ion say is antimatter, or what are the CERN guys missing?
There still is a lot of jockeying for position, believe it or not. I mean, they're always worried about who's going to leave what and what they had to tear up to figure it out and where Mr. Bill came from and all that shuffle. They've got to navigate it. You've got to navigate the process.
They're navigating past, present, future, and different people have different past traditions they come out of.
And future aspirations of enlightenment. That screws their next experience. So after a little while, just as you said time and time again, people get to where they don't believe in anything.
Right.
They just sort of blow it all off and let the Victrola wind down because they're tweeting and they didn't notice.
Antimatter is in the parallel world. When they create what they're going to create, will they blow this world up?
Or, no.
Okay. Will they stop because they'll realize that the 50-50 will blow up, and will they start looking at parallel worlds?
The only thing that it's supposed to do is nullify time. Mm-hmm. If it'll nullify time, the rest will catch itself up post-haste.
And in terms of when you say the only thing it's supposed to do, according to whom?
Who are you asking?
Non-physical.
There you go.
I'm wondering why the heck these idiots can get all that money. But now an aspect has been brought in. The parallel world guys have other designs with this operation. Back then in 54, they were able to get this big operation. It's a huge thing now. How these guys, who did it? Well, parallel world influence. And their point was to make the internet to crash the economy so we have no money, which parallels no time.
Mm-hmm. Give me a parade.
Yeah, no money, no time happened. Mm-hmm. The Bible should have said there'll be the end of time and the end of money.
They did.
Did they say the end of money?
Yes. They said, give to Caesar what's Caesar's.
That's not the end. And then,
oh, yes, it is. The Roman money was all there was. And if you gave all the Roman money back to Rome, their money wouldn't have any value because they'd all be hooked up on themselves. Nobody would be trading with it. So it would become worthless, even though it had the edifice of Caesar engraved on it.
Back to the parallel world, so if they've got this concerted effort to make the internet and make no money, which makes no time, then there is a war going on between these two worlds.
You just got to break the chain of pain, that's all. It's all that's happening is people are settling into the place where you don't need any money, and so therefore you don't need a money check, so therefore you don't need, you don't need, and they're coming to the place, well, gosh, we've survived a long time without any money, how did we do that? We must be indeed marvelous creators.
You don't need money and you wait. Ion does say money will come into you, flows freely and easily. That means money.
If you allow it.
Yeah, that means money is still there.
It's not money. He can say it that way just because people understand
it. Yeah.
But what we're actually saying is source, resources, source flows freely and easily to me.
Okay.
So you don't need money. But if source always flows freely and easily to you, all the resources that are required in an abundant fashion, you don't have to buy the whole wide world if they give it to you for free.
If the parallel world is supposedly doing these things to us, are there people in this world that are doing things to the parallel world?
Yes.
And what are they doing?
The ascended ones are playing and engaging and drawing and making the people who own your house die and go into bankruptcy so they give it to you for free. And if the question now is if they did, would you accept the house for free? Nah, I ain't going to have no free house. I'm not going to live in a house I don't pay rent on or own. I'm not going to do that. Well, there you go.
Okay, but Carolyn said, is there a group that's fighting with the Parallel World guys?
Against.
Not against. The Ascended Ones don't get against anything.
They right, but I don't know why you're bringing the Ascended Ones. Carolyn's imagining that there's people at CERN or outside of CERN.
Well, no, it's not CERN. She didn't ask that. She said, are there Parallel World travelers here working in the other worlds? And we say yes, but it's not a fight. Because if they're Parallel travelers and they get it, they're not having position against most anything. They understand they can wait it out and work it out and watch it unfold and give a little nudge here and there. And, oh, we need a little gold. Oh, Queen Mother, we need a little gold. Don't you worry, darling, not in my world. Ha, 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 ha. Zing, zing, zing. Go over to Balmore. We've got the basement full of it. What? There's no gold in there. Go look. Then there it is.
The parallel worlders who started CERN, Ion, are they from a parallel world?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, what are you talking about?
People like you and me who live here who do parallel world travel.
Everybody does that.
No, they do not.
Okay, we do it, but don't remember it. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Are parallel world people from here going to the other world and messing things up like we think?
Parallel worlds are doing it to us.
Right.
Not messing up, it's just engaging.
Yeah, the Ascended Ones are doing things, nudging and winking and...
watching, taking advantage of the opportunity.
Why would they take... Well, why would they take advantage of anything?
Why not?
Well, they're Ascended. What do they need? What do they want?
As much as you need. It's the whole dynamic of creation, of moving forward, of mixing it up.
They have a stake in it.
They have a stake. Bringing it back, and this works good, and this does not, and I like this one, and I only want vanilla, no chocolate.
What are the people in CERN, or those people that have different futures, can we delineate what some of these factional biases are?
Well, the bias is that you've been running on a false premise called time, and if they can use that CERN to bring into it your delightful exception, not reality, exception, because you're fighting it tooth and nail. Yes, God damn it, there is time, and we know there's time, and there's got to be time. And again,
yeah, there's that battle. That battle is what you're talking about.
And they're not fighting that battle. You are.
Well, the ones resisting, what CERN is discovering.
Yeah.
So the guy who visited Watson was a parallel world person. Okay. Gave him the idea of the hedge fund. Did Watson know he was from a parallel world?
He knew it was something funny, but he didn't know exactly what.
It was something funny about the person, his vibration, you mean?
Well, just...
Or the idea.
Who died and made you so smart that you could figure this out in 2 seconds and everybody's been working on it forever?
And he said, well, this is an interesting idea you've come up with, and it's a genius idea. I'm going to do it, but personally I'm puzzled about it, but I'm not going to worry about it because I'm going to do it.
Because I'm going to make a lot of money.
That's right. Let's play with it and see. Worst case scenario is we just get a whole lot of resources. So, okay.
And he was a bit funny about it because in the end he did get duped. You know what I mean? He should have figured it all out. Nah, I ain't doing that. I'll wreck the system. You know what I mean? I'm assuming Watson would not have liked what happened in Wall Street last year. Oh, he would like it? You know, because he profits from it in some way?
Why does it profit the man to gain the whole wide world and forfeit his soul?
Okay, well, in other words, did the parallel worlder who spoke to him tell him, hey, we can and will wipe out money, or tell him where it would lead? He didn't do that, right?
No. If you watch the show, Friends, what would the observers say? Oh, we can't interfere.
Right.
That's too much. And you take with it what you can take out of it, and we can't mess up your time-space continuum. But if we got you to a place where you can realize there's no continuum, then guess what? We are now validated.
The guy who
we haven't breached your knowing place.
The prime directive was that alien cultures could not influence the primitive ones they discovered. And the Evergreen said, that's not true. The Bootians would help anybody if the people would listen.
God bless them Bootians.
Yeah, as a metaphor for other civilizations that could offer us stuff. Those that can influence less knowledgeable cultures, the prime directive said they wouldn't dare. Everybody said, no, that's wrong. They would dare. They would try to help. And this gets into an interesting point that in the mid-90s, some of them showed up to China and offered help, and China swallowed the bait, and now they're the head country.
Amazing that they set that up as a plan or a meme 1,000 years ago.
So the guys that came to China, we're calling them ET contract, but then we changed it to FT, future terrestrial. Were they future terrestrials or parallel worlders?
What's the difference?
Ah, we said there is a difference a little while ago. Remember?
Well, but I thought we got over time. So if you got to have a future, then now you're back into the timed element.
We have been using the term future terrestrial for months.
I understand.
Yeah, and we talked about that today, Bob, that we'd have to drop anything to do with future, past, or whatever.
So is Ion saying we now move to that level?
Absolutely.
So what do we call those that came to China?
Nowers.
Nowers, okay. Included in the concept of nowers was our idea of future terrestrials and parallel worlders. We just don't use the term future.
Well, if CERN is successful, you won't be able to use future because they're going to nullify it.
What experiment will they develop that will nullify time?
Any manner.
Are they on the right track?
Sure.
That's because the guys leading it already know how to do it.
Well, and where did they get that idea?
Well, they have it in the parallel world. They're nowers. They come from another aspect so that they know what they're trying to create here.
Well, then it would be. So apparently the issue is not that. Apparently the issue is how do you convince others to make a meme that allow it to be.
What is exciting about tonight's session, we bring in Moses, the tutors, 911, CERN, the internet.
Plantagenets.
All these factors of nowers influencing and interacting with non-nowers.
But don't forget Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon. All the issues we've talked about. Well, that's why you could say now we can drop the whole topic of future, past, and present time manipulation because we've moved into the nower level. And there's a lot of argument going on in the nowers world. So when we saw, Carol and I saw that UFO, we have to review all the things that we thought were future terrestrials. And that one of them was we saw the UFO, they waved at us, that was us in the future. So that was not us in the future.
It was you now. And if you understand that that now and your now was the same now, then there is no future.
Right.
And we stay right, but that's the answer to the question.
So how come I'm here and they're there and we're part of the
They're not. You were there at the same time.
Yeah, and they were there, but how come I was here and they were up there?
That's the anomaly that there's that you'll
You said I'd experience within a year I'll see myself walk along somewhere. I'll bump into myself.
Yes. And you've been doing that but you don't remember.
I've been doing it down in the walkway.
Yes.
I keep seeing myself, and I don't remember.
Yeah. I guess you're just going to defecate on yourself when you find that Venetian coin in your dryer.
Yes. So I had a great day listening to Session 33, and the basic pattern was Ion had told me by Session 133 that the Chinese interacted with some nowers back in the mid-90s, that gave them some technology that now makes everybody run around China's control or snapping the fingers. They're moving ahead of us, everybody else. So then I'm listening to this session, and number 33, and Ion says in passing that the Evergreens were right, that contact was made with future terrestrials. That's what was said back in Session 33.
Right. It's not a bad word if you're still confined by time or confounded by time. So that's what
If we're not confounded by time, we can call a future terrestrial, but we mean nowers. Some nowers,
You no longer wonder who's going to crank the big trolla.
Right. And the nowers, Ion said the nowers were part of a little struggle going on in the space station, probably around the early 90s, mid-90s. it suddenly occurred to me listening to the tape today, oh yeah, that's when the Evergreens said that the Boudians, that was their term for the Nowers, would leave a device on the space station. So that was incredible. And I said back then in session 33, oh, so the Evergreens were vindicated. And Ion said yes. As much as Ion could say yes, because Ion's going to quibble with everything in a way, especially if it's the Evergreens and the Boudians. So that was amazing to realize the Ion's thing has come and gone. Contact has been made. And then Ion brought up the Indian Angel Network, and I Googled it, and I found it was at best a bunch of entrepreneurs all over the world investing in different things. Do you think that was the Indian Angel Network that you were referring to?
If it wasn't about an angel network, it's called an angel investor.
That's what you were referring to in session 33?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have something to do with the communication devices the Nowers gave the space station occupant?
They do.
Apparently some angel investors got involved and put up the money to do something. That's all.
In exchange for that, they got credit for finding and linking up the satellite feeds that they was found on the space station that made it all anatomically correct. The link to sync up the satellite feeds.
That's the technology the Chinese got?
Mm-hmm.
And it came from some Nowers who first presented it on the space station?
Yes.
Are the angel investors Nowers?
Yes.
Some Nowers provided the technology and landed on the space station.
Yes.
As some kind of device. The Nowers then provided money for this device to be used by China?
Provided the device. And they was in, done in exchange or turned, looked like, investing money. But they had to get their foot to be able to be linked to the gain of it in order to translate, to give it the access to the technology to China.
You're saying there had to be a dummy front of money exchange to explain where the device came from?
No, there had to be a dummy front. So when they found the device, they couldn't say, no, piss off, we'll go to hell. This was ours, we developed it, it showed up, we forgot we did it, and you go away. Well,
those people saying that sentence you just said are saying that to someone who showed up with a device and say, no, that's not your device, that's mine. Is that what you meant by all that?
But NASA would have said if the angel investors had not provided resources to vindicate its production, they were able to find.
There had to be other money. It's just like we tried to do with Susie. If JW could have come in with the money and we had his network of money to pop up full play all over the place, then we would have pulled it off and not had NASA take it from us or the government, right? That's what we're...
Well, if Susie had the technology to do it.
Yeah, we know that. I'm just saying, you know, that happened approximately. That was our intention. That was our plan. Susie turned out to be not part of it. But that's the same situation we were setting up that you're saying, that they had to have some money independence from the government so the government couldn't take it from them.
They had to have a stake in it so when it was found, they could have the credit for it. Because if they didn't have a stake in the production of it, then it would not be theirs to control. Well, if it's not theirs to control, how could they possibly have been provided it to China through NASA?
I have this image of a person, a Nower, shows up at the space station, shows these guys a device, and then the Nower has a bunch of friends over on land who are ready to organize some money thing to cover the exchange. The Nower...
Other way around. The money was provided for the exploration of increasing the space station, and different countries participate in that. Russia participates.
Just like CERN. Different countries participate.
Just like CERN. Then they come into the place where the technology was created.
Because these guys created the environment, financially created the environment for it to be created, right?
But not really. They didn't really have to do that. See, they already had it. But
gotcha,
they
gotcha. So they pretended to have created it.
And brought it in and says that we created this, we spent.
When they brought it in, that's when somebody, I'm imagining, appears out of nowhere on the space station. That would freak out the astronauts there, but that's not what you mean, or is that what you mean?
Sort of like that.
Okay, sort of freaked them out.
It sort of shows up in something that was delivered to the space station.
right, gotcha.
Okay, and that was theirs.
That was whose?
Who are we talking about? The Angel Network.
Yeah, that was theirs. They set it up to look like the factory invented it.
And they did, and they did, and it was theirs. And it was very clear that it was theirs. It was theirs. They provided it. It was their technology.
Made it. Their factories made it.
Or whatever you want to make up. Yeah, that's fine. And therefore, then, that became the way to sync up and link up satellite communication side, which was then had to be given to China.
Why did it have to be given to China?
Because 2,600 years ago, China had the idea that there would be even cellular technology to be able to have that type of communication anyway.
A month ago, Ion told me that the Nowers showed up to the Chinese, and that was the first contact back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. We didn't say which 90s.
Oh, 1890s?
We didn't 15, say.
So we don't know when they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Chinese government know they showed up? Did they know? Was it present them or present some other Chinese? Probably some others. You know, the Chinese government's always losers in this situation.
Well, they keep disappearing and coming back up, disappearing and coming back up.
Who, the government? The government.
Yeah, they.
Okay, gotcha. So Tiananmen Square was the beginning of saying bye-bye to the Chinese government. Tiananmen Square, whenever it happened, was a sign to the Chinese government that the Chinese people were taking over.
Okay. They were coming back into their power.
Did they get it right away?
Well, it's been a process.
Yeah, pretty much have it now. Okay, so you didn't say which 90s. You did say kind of like 95.
Then why don't you just take it as that, as 95?
Well, that's what I was working with. So in 95, the Chinese were given...
Now, which 95 are you speaking
1995.
Of? No, just 95. That's a good place.
Yeah, 2,600 years ago. You know, when the Nowers showed up to the Chinese, did the Chinese have computers?
Yes.
Computers like we had in the 90s, our 90s. No, I better not say that.
They had better computers.
What kind did they have?
Abacuses. They could calculate 1,000 times faster, and they didn't have to have a processor that had to be fed.
So the Nowers showed up 2,600 years ago or more, way back there, and that's why the Chinese knew what was happening. They've been favored by the ETs.
No, they have not been favored. No. Now, don't get crossways.
No, they were open.
They allowed it.
Yeah, they were allowed.
Just like you could have.
And they've been waiting for a huge span of time until we get to this point.
They haven't been waiting. They've been enjoying their journey.
Because they knew they would, quote, win at the end.
Well, so should you.
The point was that this device, the Chinese know it 2,600 years ago or something, you know. Okay, this device, satellite communication device.
Mm-hmm.
The angel investors created a lab, funded it, so it was theirs. They told the Chinese we're now going to go to the space station.
Correct.
And then they go and stage the space station presentation of it. And then some people said, that's ours. And then they couldn't claim it was theirs because it was proven the angels and the Chinese owned it.
Very good.
Did that give China some kind of advantage on our global satellite networks?
No.
What did it do for anybody?
Gave them the ability to mass produce the full spectrometer evaluation of your cellular phones themselves.
You mean there's technologies we use today that would not have been made possible without this device?
Correct.
Devices.
Did that give China any advantage over abortion then? Yeah, you think. Cell phones, when they were being produced in the United States, cost thousands of dollars and they were the size of suitcases.
Right.
Because Texas, everything's bigger, so you're getting hernias carrying your cell phone around. And then all of a sudden, this technology just immediately starts getting big, tiny, down to the point where you don't even have to have a phone anymore. You can just do it with your mind. Simply, ka-ching. And they were light years ahead of that whole process.
They being the Chinese?
Yes, they are who we're speaking to.
Yeah, helped by the Nowers, working with the Nowers.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it wasn't foreign. They didn't have anything to undo or overcome. They were already well-versed in the process. And click, click, click. Now they can make a $10,000 phone for $50 and when you're through with it, throw it away.
And when the Chinese have a picture of the hand speaking, supposedly 2,600 years ago, in their manuscripts or wherever it is, that is an effect of their contact with the Nowers. That painting was made possible due to contact with the Nowers.
And recorded on a skin.
There's a lot in Session 33. I learned that the agricultural revolution was sparked by Nowers, who visited Stonehenge, then Morocco and Nazca, South America, Chinese, all these visitings. It was a general teaching of the germination of seeds. What we call the agricultural revolution, that's what I was referring to. That impact, that one-time event, Ion says, of the Nowers assisting the starving people. And they weren't all on the 33rd parallel.
Right, of course not.
That agricultural revolution helped the primitives who were starving. Was there another time...
Did they starve?
No, they were helped.
Okay.
They learned how to use grains. And that's what historians call the agricultural revolution. They don't point out that it was aided and abetted by the Nowers. Ian was just talking about this weird period where the humans got themselves in a rabbit hole, tangled up, and they couldn't feed themselves. So then the future terrestrials had to intervene back in Session 33 language so that the future terrestrials could exist because the humans may have died out.
Right, and that's a good enough reason for that participation.
But now we don't call them from the future. They were now...
Well, you can, Bob. You can spend the next million years figuring out time or just let it be. And it might be fun. We've been kind of playing with it, just trying to get it to where it would flow smooth and to please you. Also, you could call them, instead of human beings, you could call them terrestrial beings.
Yeah, human beings are terrestrial beings, and they're interacting with the now terrestrials.
Good.
Okay, so that was momentous, that thing. And we can't name a date on that. It just happened back there when everybody had access to source, right?
Correct.
The next thing we come to is the amazing interaction of Moses with the now terrestrials to make the pyramids for another reason than the pharaohs. What did he think he was doing that he kept from the pharaohs, or the pharaohs could not see that he was doing? He was building the pyramids for what reason?
Because they asked him to, and so he capitalized on it. Because of him being the chief builder, he got to say where all the hiding places were and what the significance were. So he had a first-hand run at, wow, this is way cool, let's play with this, we can get here from here. It wasn't about having the money, but it sure came in handy. That's all people kind of know. So it's like, perfect, boy, that was fun. Now what?
You said the pharaohs asked him to build the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to build for their wakes and their burial spots.
Yes, very good.
Moses had contact with now terrestrials who gave him some other things to do with the pyramids. What is in the pyramids that Moses' agenda includes?
The caps that are missing from the pyramids that activated them as portals.
So Moses became a portal traveler?
Not then, but yes.
And then could you look at it that he developed the portal, ability to travel portals, he then goes into the now terrestrial world, and then it becomes eternity, and then you see that he created the pyramid so he could do the portal traveling.
Right.
And that's how he set it up. He went back, he realized, oh, I went back, had myself found in the bulrushes, evolved into the Egyptian culture, got appointed, and then I found out how to do portals. Now, did Moses do all this on his own? Because it's implied in Session 33 he was assisted by somebody.
He was. But he was only assisted as far as he would allow. So that's appropriate. Then it got easier and easier and easier. And then down toward the end, he still didn't get it, but he got it enough to say, wait a second, every single time without failure exception, I'm good. And when you figure that out, then it's like, oh, okay, boy, what an ordeal you've had. No, it's no different than any other day. You know, I'm good.
The capstones. Who got the capstones?
That's a secret.
For now.